Welcome to D&B College. Today we're building something that feels properly rooted in jungle culture, a pirate radio transition in Ableton Live 12. Not a generic EDM riser, not a shiny preset effect, but a chopped-up broadcast moment, the kind of thing that sounds like a dub plate clash, a signal glitching in and out, and then the drop snapping back in with more attitude than before. This works best when it has a job to do. So first, find a phrase boundary where the track naturally wants to shift. Usually that's the end of an 8-bar or 16-bar section, or the last 2 bars before a drop. That placement matters because D&B is all about timing. If the transition lands cleanly on the grid, the DJ-friendly structure stays intact, and the listener feels the pressure build in a way that makes musical sense. Start by creating a separate audio track for the transition material. Keep it away from your main drum and bass processing so you can shape it like its own performance layer. On that track, bring in a spoken phrase, a vocal snippet, or a radio-style sample. You can also add a noise layer later, plus a short impact or reverse hit if the arrangement needs a bit more punctuation. The first priority is rhythm. Get the sample sitting against the drums in a deliberate way before you start destroying it with effects. You can go straight grid, where the phrase lands clearly on beat 1 or beat 3, with a pickup leading into it. Or you can go more push and pull, where the sample starts slightly ahead and then gets interrupted by filter movement or a tape-style stall. For jungle and old-school D&B, the straight grid approach often works best when the break is busy. If the drums are more spacious, the push and pull approach can create more tension. Use Ableton's warping carefully. Tighten the important words, but don't overstretch it until it sounds watery and unnatural. A little imperfection is part of the charm here. Now for the sound chain. A solid starting point is a Q8, saturator, auto filter, and echo. That gives you the classic pirate radio flavor without cluttering the mix. With a Q8, high pass the sample so it stays out of the bass zone. Usually somewhere around 120 to 200 Hz is a good start. If it's muddy, cut a bit around 250 to 500 Hz. If you want more of that telephone or AM radio presence, add a gentle lift somewhere in the 1.5 to 3 kHz area. Then add a little saturator. You do not need to wreck it. Just enough drive to roughen the voice and help it cut through the break. A few dB can be enough. After that, auto filter is where the broadcast character really starts to appear. Use a low pass or band pass shape to band limit the sample. That narrow, constrained tone is what makes it feel like it came through a battered transmitter instead of a clean studio chain. Then finish with echo. Keep it short. Think slapback, 1/16, or 1/8 timing and low feedback, so the tail supports the moment instead of washing over the whole arrangement. Why this works in D&B is simple. The voice needs to feel damaged and gritty, but it cannot steal the kick, snare, or sub. Band limiting creates that illusion of distance and age while leaving the low end alone. That's the sweet spot. Chaotic on top, disciplined underneath. At this point, choose the flavor. If you want a darker, more oppressive vibe, lean into a narrow band pass, a bit more saturation, and a drier echo. That feels more like a grim AM or telephone transmission. If you want more drift and airborne chaos, keep a little more top end, let the echo breathe a bit, and allow the sample to feel like it's fading in and out of a pirate station. Next, build the signal collapse layer. This is the noise, static, crackle, or interference element that makes the whole thing feel alive. Put that on a second track and process it with EQ8, auto filter, and utility. High pass it so it stays away from the low mids. If it needs bite, you can boost a narrow band around 2 to 5 kHz. Then automate the filter so the noise opens up as the transition develops and closes back down before the drop. A good detail here is to let the noise swell under the vocal and then duck as the drop approaches. That breathing motion feels more like a live transmission failing under pressure than a static wallpaper texture. What to listen for here is whether the noise is adding tension without masking the hats or snare crack. If your cymbals lose definition, the noise is too broad or too loud. Keep it focused. If you want more old-school character, print the transition and treat it like audio, not a live effect chain. Resample it, chop it, and make it imperfect on purpose. Tiny timing offsets, a slight downward pitch drift, or a short tape-style stall can make it feel much more believable. Don't overdo it. The goal is tension, not novelty. This is one of those moments where committing early helps. If the voice, filter, and noise are already communicating the idea clearly, print it and move on. In D&B, endless tweaking can make the transition too polished. A bit of roughness is what gives it life. Now bring the drums and bass back in and check the whole thing in context. This is the real test. Ask yourself, does the snare still crack? Does the sub stay centered and stable? Does the transition only occupy the space it actually needs? What to listen for is whether the transition is supporting the groove or stealing from it. If the snare loses authority, shorten the sample or move the phrase so it answers the backbeat instead of sitting on top of it. If the bass gets muddy, high pass more aggressively and shorten the delay tail. The low end has to stay in charge. A really effective old-school trick is to leave a little negative space before the drop. Let the pirate radio phrase cut out early, then give the drop a half bar or even a beat of clean space. That silence makes the return hit harder. In DNB, contrast is everything. Then automate the last one or two bars so the transition opens into the drop. You can open the filter slightly, reduce echo feedback, thin out the ambience, and taper the sample volume in the final half bar. A classic move is to let the signal get narrower and drier right before the drop, then hit the first beat with almost no tail. That makes the drop feel huge because the contrast is so clean. If you want a more dramatic rewind-flavored moment, you can briefly dip the level or stall the last beat just enough to create a fake out, then slam straight back in. Keep it tight. Too much stall can kill the momentum. Then check mono compatibility. This is huge for club playback. Keep the low end centered and use width only on the upper texture. If the transition sounds massive in stereo but weak in mono, reduce the width, shorten the echo or high pass more aggressively. Anything wide should really live above roughly 200 to 300 Hz, while the kick and sub stay locked to the center. Another useful coaching point: treat the pirate radio layer like a phrase marker, not a constant texture. The strongest versions of this effect usually work because they give the drums a frame to land into. If it still sounds cool after three listens but doesn't make the drop hit harder, it's probably too busy. Cool is not enough in a club record. It has to function. Once it's working, print a final version. Trim it like arrangement material. Keep one full tail version for a more cinematic build, and make another version with a harder cut for a cleaner DJ-safe drop entry. That gives you flexibility later without rebuilding the whole thing. A few common mistakes to avoid. Don't let the radio layer eat the snare crack. Don't leave too much low mid in the sample. Don't make the effect too long. And don't over-widen the whole thing. Also, don't polish all the grit away. Pirate radio should sound a little broken. That's part of the identity. If you want to push it further for darker DNB, use mid-range bark rather than shiny top-end sparkle. That's where the menace lies. A short, claustrophobic reverb can help too, but keep it filtered and controlled. Long bright verbs tend to sound too modern and can wash out the character. So the big idea here is simple. Build the transition in layers of responsibility. One layer for speech and identity. One layer for degradation. One layer for the final impact or drop reveal. When each layer has a clear job, the mix stays manageable and the arrangement stays powerful. And here's the payoff. A strong pirate radio transition doesn't just decorate the tune. It frames the drop, resets the listener's ear, and makes the return hit harder. That's the real DNB move. Now take the 4-bar practice exercise and build two versions. Make one feel like a live broadcast break-in. Make that other feel like a broken signal collapsing into the drop. Keep both versions printed to audio, compare them in context, and ask yourself which one gives the snare more authority, which one makes the drop feel bigger, and which one would actually survive in a club mix. Do that, and you're not just adding an effect. You're giving the track identity. Let's get it moving.